Another song that is very much what it is, Temnir with 20 Watts. A lot of cool elements in this song. I think at one point it sounds like that there are monks that are singing backup vocals in a couple of places. There's some good change-ups, some good changes in both tone and dynamics. The chorus melody I think is pretty good, and when Temnir sings it in his upper vocal range, like on Find a Way to Carry On at the end of the song, I think it's exciting. And one problem I had with this song is I was unable to perceive any tempo changes anywhere in the song. I know that there's supposed to be a gradual shift in tempo of maybe 7 to 10 BPM, but I can't hear it. And if I can't hear it and I can't feel it, maybe it's not there. Or maybe it's there technically, but it didn't make any impact on me at all. So on casual listening, I don't think I'd be able to pick out exactly where those 7 to 10 BPM shifts actually occurred in the song. So that was my main problem with the song. It's also just not quite as produced as some other Temnir songs. Like, I feel like if he had more time, I think he alluded to this, that he would add more production elements and sort of build it up a little more. It feels a little bit rushed, but I don't know, Ryan. You're the tempo poobah. Did you catch any tempo changes here?
I read and trusted the bio, but I'm kind of with you. If I were really suspicious of it, I would do what I did with some of the other songs, and I'd put it into Logic and have the metronome going and just line it up. I'm not sure if he put the actual tempo in there. Only a few bands did. But it's easy enough to try and kind of, you know, tweak it until you find the actual tempo, and then to just check it for yourself, see if it goes off, you know, if it's perfectly fine for the first, you know, 20 measures or something, and then something weird is happening near the end, then it qualifies. But again, I didn't suspect this for whatever reason. I either heard it or thought that that's fine. The thing is though that I do think that it sounds like he tried to hide the tempo change aspect of the song instead of featuring it. And I guess that's okay, but it's sort of not to the spirit of this challenge.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like if it's Iron Chef and you're given an ingredient and you're just hiding it and everything instead of featuring it, then you're kind of doing something wrong. This isn't Iron Chef, apparently, but still. Some of those synthesizer sounds, I thought, were a bit dated, but that's fine. The verses are great, but I disagree with you, Chumpy, about the chorus. I think the chorus sounds more like a pre-chorus, and I kept waiting for the actual chorus to happen, but it sort of never showed up. I do really like the unusual bridge section, though. All in all, you know, the performance and the production is good, but it's kind of the dull chorus that is going to hurt it in my rankings.
Yeah, I thought this was well put together, but I agree with you for sure that it didn't have a lot of it wasn't super perceptible what the tempo change was supposed to be, and it wasn't something where, you know, some of these other songs incorporated it in a sort of obvious and also, you know, natural feeling way, or in a way that kind of supported the whatever the song was about. Here it really did feel like it was, if it's there, then it's checking a box, and, you know, something that you really have to look closely to figure out. And yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, like a huge metal fan, but I enjoyed this one. But it also means I don't really have a lot of like smart things to say about, you know, the way it's put together, or, you know, the you know, the kind of criticism that somebody who is more of a metal fan would be able to.